over with breaks and hills on all sides of it.
Let's see now, we go from rolling country to hills, and then what comes next?
You mean in the line of what, mountains?
Yeah.
No.
And flat, grassy country?
No, it'd just be prairie country. Prairie land.
What streams do you have around here? Well, let's say if you're going to trace a stream, what does it start as?
Oh, it starts as a gully.
A gully? This is a wet one?
Well, gullies would usually just be wet during the rainy season.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's stream, creek, river.
Do you have anything around here you call a branch?
Well, yes. There's some streams or creeks that are referred to as a branch of such and such river.
Mm-hmm. But it's just a fork and not by size.
Huh? No.
What are the names of some of the streams around here?
Saint Laurent. North Canadian, Salt Fork, they're all the larger ones.
Are these are all rivers?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Any small ones or any of them in this particular vicinity?
North, Turkey Creek, Bogey Creek. Let's see, here's the Eagle Chief. There's all kinds of cow creeks.
Yeah, well, you got a cow creek and then there's still one. Was it the same one?
No, there's a cow creek about every community, I think.
I was surprised to see Bobby out here because I met that down in southeastern Oklahoma too. Geez, I'm all
yeah.
Are there any boats on any of these?
No, they're not. Navigable.
When you were a boy, well, that's a foolish question to ask. I was thinking of the ones that you might use oars.
A rowboat?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's quite a few people have boats on the lakes.
Mm-hmm. How do you fish around here if you want to catch any fish?
You mean from a boat or?
Well, just anyway. Let's say you're just after fish. How would you go after them?
Well, usually if they're fishing for any of the catfish family, they use bait. Sometimes if they're fishing for a bass, but they use artificial lures.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do they put the bait on? They put it on a hook, rod and reel mostly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do they take those long lines and put them out?
Chop lines.
Uh-huh. I just wondered if that was trout line or trout line.
Trout line, yes. I've heard you call it trout line.
You mentioned a gully. This is a channel that's cut by erosion.
Yes.
In a field someplace. Do you have those places scooped out? Well, let's say you take a gully and you build a dam on one end, then what do you have?
Oh, they're called mud catchers or...
mud catchers.
Yeah. They build them to collect the silt. But otherwise, wash on down the creek.
Do they build any of these just for water, to collect water for the stock?
Yes, they're called ponds.
They're calling them Texas tanks now, aren't they?
No, they're called reservoirs.
Is that bigger than a pond? Or?
No, it's smaller.
The reservoir is smaller than the pond. What is a Texas tank?
Well, it's a term that here in recent years, and instead of building big dams and having large ponds and lakes, why they more or less scoop out a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm. That is just right out in the level ground? Or?
Well, just nearly level, mm-hmm. Just so it has enough drainage that the water will collect in this hole.
You know, it's interesting, down along the Texas border, ponds are regularly called tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And the Department of Agriculture down there, and their bulletin says, build a stock tank.
Yes.
Oklahoma, it's build a stock pond.
Yes.
And it's interesting to me that you said Texas tank. I hadn't heard this before.
Well, that's what John called it the other day when he came by. He was talking about Fred Lewis. He said he'd build a Texas tank. Yeah. And that's what I thought he meant.
No, I had noticed that been down around San Antonio County too. And everything down there, any kind of water-based tank.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard that in Arizona, and I thought, tank? Well, now, let's see, I wonder how tall it is.
I think the reason they're called Texas tanks here is because, well, Texas is about the closest place that they call them tanks.
What do you call good, rich soil?
Loam.
Loam? Mm-hmm.